It's called Aid and Incentives for Municipalities Funding, or AIM. It's money sent directly to local governments from the state. And according to State Senator Chris Jacobs, it's a much-needed funding source.
The program is direct aid from the state to local governments that they can use at their discretion, because who knows better their needs than local government officials.
Senator Jacobs is urging the governor to restore AIM funding, including the estimated $60 million that would be lost in his district. Several local mayors and town supervisors say AIM funds help them keep balanced budgets while facing the challenges of a 2% property tax cap and state mandates. Mary Hostler, Evans town supervisor, says local governments have even risen to the governor's challenge to share services.
We met that challenge. Stop moving the goal on AIM funding. We, as supervisors, are challenged every year. Most of the supervisors who remained under the tax cap went through their fund balance. Where do we go back and look for? Our town is $96,000, $100,000. $100,000 to me is a 1% tax increase to my residents. Where do you get that from? Where do you can't keep going back to the same well. It's dry. Our residents are tapped out.
Leaders say taking away AIM might force them to cut services that compromise public safety or quality of life, or they might need to raise taxes, something they want to avoid. They're saying they're not looking for more money from AIM, just more fairness from Albany. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.